manager said, "Doggone, you all run them dog bulls right here in town." Said, "We sure did like that." Well, we went the next night and the whole town turned out.
That's Kingston?
Yeah. The old man said the other day, I left there a Saturday. No, a Sunday, I believe it was. We come back by and stuff. He said, "Now, you get ready to come down here, call me." And he said, "When you all bring the dogs, don't come through town." Said, "If you come through town, these people see it, they'll all be there." Said, "Go around town, I'll meet you, and we'll go hunting."
I bet they were glad to get them cleared out, too, weren't they?
Yeah, they said, "Boy, them boys up there, they got some dogs." They said, "Them wolves go to barking, our dogs stop." Turned one of them dogs loose, and he went out there and struck the trail, and that wolf went to barking, and I called him Joe, and I said, "Joe's found him." And I said, "Yeah." He's telling Joe to wait, not to get any closer. And Joe said, "You better move over the hill, boy, I'm coming here." Old Bill, they got him going pretty quick, pretty good. He hollered and told him to turn the dogs loose. And they turned the dog loose, had 36.
Mercy.
Turned them loose, and if it'd be used the old saying, you know, if it'd been on the floor, you could have heard a pin drop. So, they're all, I could just see what they're all doing, though, they're standing there, their mouth open, wasn't it? Hardly getting a breath. I think, "Well, we can't have that." And I said, "Now, boys, if any of you boys can't locate your dog, can't hear him," I said, "maybe you're listening too close to the front." Exactly, it soaked in, Jack, then they sure did laugh. Said, "Well, now that just a little sense to that." And I said, "That's right, that's it." So, we were down there 2 weeks ago Saturday night again. Said, "Well, I was sitting in the car." So them boys said, "Where's that old man told us we was listening too close to the front?" I said, "I'm right here." I said, "You're going to have to say that's right." He said, "That's right."
Six dogs. How many packs was that?
This old running. One night, the first night we run down there, and that gum, we was running four wolves at once, and one was barking, said, "You got our dog left for me."
My goodness. Did the city dogs down there get trained at all on that hunt?
Yeah, they'd run. Well, they'll do good running as long as something behind them wolves will make them go. But when them wolves done learned them, you see, mm-hmm. They stopped going to barking while them dogs, they put on the brakes right then.
Mm-hmm. Did they find out that they were supposed to get in there and tangle with them?
Yeah, they
did. That help them any?
Yeah, they done pretty good. I laughed that old man running the store. He standing there and he said, "Listen to the old Diamond." It wasn't 2 minutes. That dog walked up behind, run on the bridge and leg, looked down. Everybody went laughing and hollering. There's a dog in there barking just like his dog, you know. Oh, we had lots of fun out on them wolf ranges that way. The old saying is, you know, don't be blowing your dogs up too much, because if you do, he's going to let you down. That's just what old Ivan done to old Van Hardwick. He just let him down.
A good wolf dog's pretty valuable, isn't it?
Yeah. They can bring $200-$300 in this country. Scarce as good he is. Good.